Well, what the hell? Undertaker Fred, let's just take you right away and see what's on your mind. God bless you and...
Hi, Tommy.
Hey, Tommy. You didn't give me my lead-in music tonight.
Yeah, I thought I'd throw you a curveball just to see what happens when you don't get your theme.
Yeah, but...
Are you thrown?
Well, tonight was extremely important to have that lead-in because I just saw a dead man walking.
How was it, Fred?
It was a very good picture in total. Have you seen it?
No, Fred, I haven't.
Okay, it was a good picture. It was pretty much, it had good redeeming influence as far as the people that go into these kinds of dastardly crimes. The outcropping of it was excellent. And the fact that the fellow had the chance to obtain salvation because he knew his death was imminent. All of those things enter into that picture, and...
It is Undertaker Fred.
Well, you know, Tommy, that's extremely important tonight that you play that because it gives a good lead-in. We just saw the movie Dead Man Walking.
You did?
Yeah. And I wasn't on before, I know, there because I usually have my... wife checking in on everything I do, except she didn't know I was out to Shanty Town the other day, but I told her about it after, so it was okay. But I did want to say that that movie was very good, but another one I saw recently was Mr. Holland's Opus, and that's an excellent film. I thought that would receive more my...
Does anyone get fried in the electric chair in that particular movie?
No, but the guy gets job,
is there a lot of violence in Mr. Holland's Opus?
No. Mr. Holland's Opus is a film that would be good for anybody to see, especially people that are in the job of teaching school.
Mm-hmm.
That would be excellent. But you'd like both of these films, Tommy, and I wanted to mention that because the redeeming influence of Dead Man Walking was very, very poignant.
I saw Night of the Living Dead.
Night of the Living Dead.
You ever seen that?
No.
Same deal, basically. Dead people walk there, too, but it's in a mall.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people walking around today, they seem to be almost dead. I don't know if you've ever... Have you ever been acquainted with Scientology?
L. Ron Hubbard.
Yeah, Ron Hubbard.
He's my stepfather.
Oh, he's your... They didn't want to ever admit that fellow had died, you know.
He's dead?
Well, I think he's dead.
They did a good job.
Yeah, down there on 10th and Hennepin, they had a... Scientology was down there, and they had a vacant chair there for any time that he might come in and visit. But I was down in that building once, and the guys walking around there were like a bunch of zombies.
Mm-hmm.
You know what a zombie is.
You ever been to a Mooney party?
A Mooney party?
No.
No? Oh, those things. Oh, But these guys, I mean, a lot of them, you know, they walk around like they're not with the program at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I've...
Closest thing we get to a Mooney gathering around here is when KQ does one of those, you know, huge mass wedding deals at the Mall of America.
Oh, man.
It's the closest thing we get to the Mooney stuff.
Yeah, I haven't gone to any of that, but... Mm-hmm. I did enjoy those.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever done, Fred?
The weirdest
thing? In your life.
Oh, boy, you're really getting down to the nitty-gritty there, but I don't know the weirdest thing. I guess when I was a young kid, I lived right, you know, spent the summers out here at Lake Minnetonka, and my boyfriend and I, we went over under the bridge at Forest Lake Bridge.
The terminology you're using at this point has me feeling we should just stop this story right now.
No.
All right.
No, it's not going to be that bad, Tommy. We actually tasted our own urine out of a little acorn. You know, the little top of the acorn's cap that comes off.
Ha ha ha!
I think they have to recycle their urine. So I could have been an astronaut, actually.